Connecticut's April single-family home median sales price yielded its first positive percentage in 12 months at 0.8%, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. Hi, I'm Jeff Smith, here with Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Jeff.
How you doing?
Good.
Good to be here, too. With the median sale price of single-family home creeping back up, do you see this as the beginning of a shift or just a blip on the radar?
I'd call the gain in the median sale price a positive sign, but it's too early to call it a trend or a precursor of more increases. Let's review the history a bit. In 2014, the median sale price declined 3.3%. In 2015, it declined 2.2%. The gain in April was less than 1%, and it was the first gain in any month that we've seen for over a year. So I think we would have to say that the recent pricing trend is one of modest decline. At best, we might say that prices are flat. What we are seeing is a very uneven recovery of the real estate market after a severe crash and the recession. The median price statewide peaked in 2007 at $295,000. The last full year, 2015, the median price was $246,000. So the median is almost $50,000 below its peak. That's 17% below the peak pricing after almost a decade. That gives you a pretty good idea that 10 years ago, the market really was in a bubble. And when the bubble burst, we had a steep decline, and we are still digging our way out with respect to pricing.
Definitely. Home buyers in Connecticut have been taking advantage of affordable prices in the first quarter of 2016. What economic trends have kept the market so healthy?
Well, yes, it's certainly true that home buyers have been out in droves, snapping up homes at depressed prices for 15 months now. Last year, in 2015, single-family home sales jumped up 17%. And in the first 4 months of this year, sales are up from those higher numbers even more. This year, we are showing a 23% gain over the same 4 months of last year. Low prices are bringing people out to buy homes, and they are eager to lock in the historically low interest rates. You know that the Federal Reserve has plans to gradually raise rates this year. I think the driving force for all of this is an improved economy. Unemployment has fallen. Most people are probably not seeing substantial raises in salaries, but they feel more confident that their jobs are secure. So after sitting on the sidelines and not shopping for homes for a good 6 or 7 years now, the pent-up demand is bringing them out in force. And keep in mind that the months of June, July, and August are always the biggest month for closings in the real estate market. So those are the homes that were actually shopped and purchased or taken under agreement during the spring market. So I expect we'll see good results in the months ahead also.
And lastly, condo sales in Connecticut have hit double-digit percentage increases every month in 2016, whereas at the same time last year, the percentages were negative. What trends do you think have attributed to this?
Yes, the condos are seeing a surge in sales as well. The gains are not as dramatic as with single-family homes, but they are still impressive. In the first 4 months, they are up 16%, and last year they were up 13%. In April, the gain in condo sales was almost 19%, so they outperformed single-family homes in this most recent month. Condos are popular with first-time buyers and with empty nesters. And the baby boom generation is a big demographic blip. They appreciate the smaller space and the lower demands for chores like snow shoveling and lawn mowing. And with a median price of $157,000 for a condo so far this year, a condo is much more affordable than a single-family home.
Well, thank you, Tim. And thanks everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information about the podcast and services that the Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.